This is Twit.
So Stadia will come out sometime this year for a price unknown. As Karsten's son, a serious gamer, pointed out, who announces... Okay, some flaws, some major flaws in the announcement. First of all, Satya Nadella comes out and says, I am not a gamer. Okay, who does a game announcement at GDC starting, I'm not a gamer? That's bad. Two, literally, the only game they announced on it is Doom, which is 30 years old. There's an updated Doom.
Assume they're going to get Duke Nukem.
Exactly.
Are you suggesting that it's doomed?
Exactly. I don't know. It's just that, come on, without games, there's no point in playing a gaming service, and they had no games to announce.
Right.
They had no price.
And look at when Apple does an announcement. Half the announcement is their developers standing up there showing off the cool things you can do with their product. They always announce the price.
Right.
They always announce the date of availability.
This was a little premature. Of course, it's at a game developers conference, so they're trying to get developers to write games for it. Although, if I'm a developer and Google comes to me and says, we got a new service, are you going to write for Google knowing that they could kill the service 2 years later? Who trusts Google for that? I don't think it was a compelling pitch.
And didn't Microsoft say they're going to have their response to this at E3?
Yes.
Which is just a little over 2 months away.
Yeah.
That will undoubtedly be before the widespread availability of Google Stadia.
Yeah.
So it's, it's a vaporware announcement, really.
The ultimate.
Classic.
And then the final point of all this, which I actually find really interesting, Variety brings this up. You could talk about how great your servers are, how you're going to have all sorts of horsepower. There was a lot of cool things like if you got in a very involved co-op game, each player could have their own hardware instance or even multiple hardware instances per player. All of that's great, but it's still got to come down this crappy frayed wire that's provided by Comcast or Verizon or AT&T or Cox or Frontier. And ultimately, as Variety points out, this is just ripe for exploitation. Without a net neutrality rule, it's just a matter of time before Comcast says, you know, if you'd like to play those games on Google, it'll cost you $1.50 a month.
Well, because they're latency dependent, and you can destroy a game experience by adding another 10 milliseconds of latency.
We would like to give you the best possible gaming experience, and for that, it'll be $5 a month. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think that Comcast is capable of doing that, then just look at Comcast Flex. Xfinity Flex is the latest rent-taking scheme from Comcast. For $5 a month, you can get a Netflix streaming box on your Comcast. But you have to have a high-end Comcast X1 system.
Right.
It's a really nice stream you got there. It would be a shame if something would have happened to it.
But this is a good example, like what Ed was talking about, where you just go, whatever, fine, another $5. Okay, I'll take it.
But you can buy a Roku for like, $25 and own it?
But here's the thing. If something goes wrong with your Roku, you call Comcast and they say, that's a problem with your hardware. You call Roku and they say, well, we think it might be a problem with your network, and you can't ever get those two people talking to another.
Good point.
Whereas if you buy it all from one place, you call one support line, and they're going to own the problem. Now,
if you call Comcast and you say there's something wrong with it, we upgraded that router. You can buy the new one for $85, or you can rent it for an additional $4 a month.
It's literally the worst part of my to-do list. It ends up staying on that to-do list for months. Call Comcast about... it's the thing, isn't it, that you put off the longest?
Yeah.
The last thing. I'd rather have a tooth pulled.
They are responsible for it, yes.
At least there's somebody.
And it's the same reason why, when you were saying earlier, Larry, that, why would someone buy this Apple product when the Roku one is superior? Well, guess what? If I just get if I'm a loyal Apple user, I'm not super price conscious, and I know that I can get it all from one place, and if something goes wrong, I either call Apple support or I take it into the Genius Bar.
And
that's why bundling has been a successful business model for years, because as soon as you start
a key benefit of our platform.
I'm sorry. So
I just call Ed Bot if I have a technical problem.
Zach has edited together, Zach is Carson's son, How old is he? 14?
He is 14, yes.
He's made a video, YouTube video. He's an up-and-coming YouTube star, in which he cut together key announcements from the Stadia announcement. Are his reactions in here?
He doesn't do reaction videos. He just makes memes.
This is a meme?
A quick little meme.
A key benefit of our platform is that a single creative vision and a single code base can now be enjoyed instantly across any screen.
He's not doing this. I want to point out that everybody who watched this video about Google's amazing new streaming gaming service saw two things. First, the camera guy's butt inching into the screen. Second, the stream broke up.
Right.
It broke up, and it didn't do it just once. Several times. This is going to be a lot of fun playing this video game, let me tell you, kids.
Oh.
Nice job, Zach. And now we're playing Google's most popular video game, the dinosaur game that you get when their internet is dead.
Busted.
Yeah.